produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning and welcome to the Faith Walker broadcast. This is Iona, your host, and I'm indeed delighted you are with me today. But before I begin, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to two truly phenomenal sister soldiers who walk the talk in this journey called life. CEO and founder Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network, and Ms. Kayla Padgett, CEO and founder of the expansive and explosive Finding My Way Radio Network, USA. And again, thank you for allowing me to be of service to you. Now today, I'm going to do something a little different as I give a tribute to my nephew, Damon. I come to you today with a heavy heart. You see, the month of August has been quite a test of my personal faith. Having suddenly lost 4 family members in succession, I want to tell you and pay tribute to one of them, my nephew, the eldest son of my sister and brother-in-law, who on August 1st turned 49. Now, Damon had finally landed his dream job. He had 2 beautiful children. He had plans to buy his first house. And finding his soulmate, he also planned to marry for the first time in his life. Now, Damon, like many of us, endured many challenges during his 49 years of life. He was no thug, okay? And he remained truly royal until the end. He was a beacon of light wherever he went, and he carried a message from above as he walked his faith walk on a mission appointed by God. Despite the many challenges, he never ever let that hinder his faith walk. Damon utilized the gifts God gave him, his 2 feet, his heart, and his infectious smile. He had a quiet, gentle demeanor, but an unspoken, massive presence. Indeed, his light shone brightly. Now, not having a car for many of those years, he walked wherever he desired to go. Distance nor weather conditions didn't matter to him. He would faith walk from west to east and north to south. His faith walk was quiet and unbeknown to all, and maybe even him. But Damon was spreading the word to everyone he touched. Now, recently, having had a physical and given a clean bill of health, his future was looking very promising. Now, Damon, being saved at a young age, returned to church and the study of God's Word. One would say he had everything to look forward to. But on August 9th, Damon suddenly transitioned at his job. He didn't even have time to grab his phone to call for help. Around 7 p.m., he was found on the floor behind his desk and had transitioned. An autopsy concurred that he was indeed healthy, but they did find two blood clots. Sadly, by the pain of his sudden absence from us at such a young age, there is truly no greater pain than that of having to bury your child. But God, through the pain as I witnessed through my sister and her husband, we all began to find praise. We as a family rejoice and lift our hands in praise because Damon knew the Lord from an early age. His parents made sure of that, just as my parents did. We were all raised on the principle of Proverbs 22:6, which says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Damon's sudden departure is the final step we all will face at an unknown date and time. It's an appointment that can't be canceled, pushed back, or you can't press the delete button. It's a transition into the everlasting for those who believe. You see, we rejoice in celebration and shout praises over our pain because we believe in His Word. 2 Corinthians Chapter 5, verse 8. As a family, we stand firm on God's promise that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You see, Damon's transitioning is not the end, but the beginning of his new life. He is home in the arms of the Lord. As a family, we can ask for no greater gift than this. You see, God's grace has redeemed us through Jesus, and Damon is now counted amongst those he has called home. Continue to pray for us during this time of mourning, but also know that in the midst of the pain, there is an overflow of praise as we are in celebration. It wasn't until his departure and memorial service that his faith walk was revealed. There was standing room only, including in the overflow room. It was then that his parents and us as his family realized the true impact his 49-year life had in his community. His faith walk spoke volumes. There were over 250 people from all walks of life present. And it's important to note that his family decided to allow the Lord to orchestrate the order of his memorial service. Absent of formalities, person after person spoke of how Damon impacted their lives. There were several men of God present who personally spoke to his character. I'm telling you, God showed up and showed out, because there were several young people that gave their life to Christ on that day and continue to do so after the fact. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a legacy I would love to leave here with. Damon, 49 years of life, and me with a 70-year life walk. What will my timeline say? Better yet, yours. Think about it. Look around, people, at what's happening in the world. If you're still making plans absent of preparing for your eternal resting place, then you might want to reevaluate. That is, if you believe. The decision is yours, but I implore you, don't wait. Through my nephew, I witnessed the value of faith walking 24/7. The importance of that walk was made crystal clear. We as a faith-built people should always aim to faith walk, spreading love, a kind word, or even just a smile wherever you go. We never know when we will be called home. Not if, but when. Because of Damon's unspoken but physical testimony, lives have been forever changed. If you don't know him, I beg you, don't keep putting it off. You see, he loves and welcomes you just as you are. So why don't you ask him to come into your life? And as we close out, remember to exercise your faith walk. Do it today. Don't wait. Peace and blessings to you all. Until we meet again, keep faith walking. We're going to close out in a song of praise dedicated to my nephew, who is forever in my heart until we meet again. Sweet hour of prayer. Peace.
but I won't rush a thing. Cause slow and steady wins the race. I know your grace will guide me to the promised land.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Good morning and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK. That is your transformational Coach K. And I am so delighted that you have tuned in with me today. I am so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is said and shared that will inspire you and empower you along your journey. So today I want to talk to you about moving towards gratefulness. It's always great to stand in a posture of gratitude or with a heart of gratitude, because it's important for us to remember and acknowledge what you are grateful for. Things happen to us every day that makes it very easy to marinate on all the bad things that occur. What you didn't accomplish and other negative thoughts. But can I suggest in the words and the voice of Elsa from the movie Frozen, let it go, let it go. Let it go. Don't continue to harp on it any longer. You'll feel the weight lift off your shoulders. You'll feel peace, and you won't feel stuck or stagnant anymore. You'll feel free to move on and think on those positive things, accomplishments, and goals. You'll be able to clearly think about the simple things that we can easily take for granted, such as life, clothes on our backs, a place to live, a job, family and friends, and so much more. Challenge yourself to speak on those things that you are grateful for rather than complaining. Let's think about it. Let's take a minute right now. Take a minute. Have you already complained about something today? Did you think about what you're grateful for today? Depending on where you are in this world listening to this broadcast, your morning might have just started. You might be well into the evening, might be into the next day, or like where I am, maybe just a, you know, couple of hours into the day. Have you complained before you've thought about the things that you should be grateful for? Let's take inventory of that. All right. Now, if you've already started to been in the area of complaint, let's take a minute and just think of at least one thing that you're grateful for. You probably can think of more things. The fact that you woke up, the fact that you were kept throughout the day, the fact that no hurt, harm, or danger came to you, the fact that you're able to eat, the fact that you're able to drink, the fact that you can move your limbs, the fact that you can talk. Maybe it's the fact that you have certain freedoms in the world. Think on those things that you're grateful for and see how it changes your posture for your day. See how it changes your perspective for your day. See how it makes a difference in you. So I believe another thing that keeps us from realizing how grateful we are is forgiveness. This is huge, because forgiveness is more for you than others that may be involved. Forgiveness takes time, and it doesn't mean that you forget. No, we probably won't forget. But that forgiveness is definitely for us. But what does it mean? Is it that you want to move on and not let it, whatever the it is for you, control you, your life, or give it the power to affect you anymore? What does forgiveness mean for you? What does it mean for you? So first, I want to share that you forgive yourself and forgive the parties that are involved. This may require a conversation, but it doesn't have to. Forgiveness can be done in your quiet time by verbalizing that you forgive them. It could be in a letter that you bury or let sail away in a bottle, or simply put it in the journal. If you have a conversation and simply utter the words, "I forgive you," to the person, it's okay if they do not respond or have a negative response. You've done your part and you can move forward. In that forgiveness, you'll become grateful once you begin to see the weight come off of you, the bondage come off of you. Once you begin to see how light you are and how light you feel, and you'll see that your perspective begins to change. Why? Because you've let go. And because you've let go, you can then begin to be even more grateful and have more things to be grateful for. So therefore, as we move into a mindset and a heart of gratefulness, I challenge you every day to write down and or say something you are grateful for and see how your life changes. Moving into a mindset of gratitude is key to living your best life. And this is for several reasons, but I'll highlight four. Number one, gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Change your heart, your words, and your thoughts. So if we are used to living in a negative space, saying these words such as these or like these, "I'm alone, I don't have nobody, nothing good ever happens to me, I don't like my job," you know, things of that nature. If we begin to shift the narratives, things will change. So gratitude helps us to shift it. So instead of saying some of those words, can say, "I'm grateful for the circle that I do have. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful that it allows, that the monetary gift that I receive allows me to pay my bills. It allows me to get the essentials that I need in life. It allows me to live the life that I live. I'm grateful for the connections." If you said that nothing good ever happens to me, but the fact that I woke up, that's something good. That's something, that's a grateful component that begins to shift the narrative. No, everything is not perfect and will never be perfect, but there is always something that you could be grateful for. So gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Number two, gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. It starts with the simple things. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for my family. If you have kids or a spouse, I mean, maybe you're grateful for your spouse and your children. I'm grateful that I can move. I'm grateful that I can speak. I'm grateful that I can share goodness with other people. So gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. And number three, gratitude changes you for the better. When you're able to look at the good things that or the things that you are grateful for, you will find more compassion and the ability to see life differently. It changes your perspective. It changes your outlook on life when you can stand from a posture of gratefulness or a heart of gratefulness. It changes your mindset. It changes how you see people. It changes how you view the things that may occur to you in life. It changes how you experience life. It changes how you experience people and interact with people. So gratitude shifts the narrative of your life. Gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. Gratitude changes you for the better. And lastly, gratitude produces a more meaningful life because it allows you to capture the full essence of life. It allows you to be able to appreciate things, even the small things that we sometimes take for granted. It allows us to really look reflectively at our lives and see that really, you know, things are not as bad as I once thought it was or as I think it is. I have so much to be grateful for because I can guarantee you that someone out there has it worse than you. I can guarantee you. And so in that, as I'm thinking, as I'm pondering this, as I'm saying this to you, you know, oftentimes you may see things where someone's life is worse off than yours, right? But they are smiling through it. They are able to stand it from a grateful heart. They may not have everything in the world. Like, you know, we hear people say, like our great grandmothers and grandparents and stuff like that, that they didn't have things that we have now, but they were happy. They made it work. I mean, you know, my grandma, my grandparents, 7 kids. You have other people that had 12, you know, kids back in the day or more, and they made it work. They were happy. They, you know, just lived life and saw the meaningful things in life where we have so much more and we can't find anything to be grateful for. So gratitude shifts the narrative. It shifts the narrative in your life. Gratitude flows from a heart of thanksgiving. Gratitude changes you for the better. And gratitude produces a more meaningful life. And so I challenge you to reflect on how are you standing? Are you standing with a heart of thanksgiving? Are you standing from a posture of gratefulness and gratitude? Or are you standing and complaining? I ask you to think about what you are grateful for. Start a grateful journey. Be intentional about finding the small things throughout your day that puts you in a grateful state of mind. What are you grateful for? You may say, Coach K, I don't do journals. Well, okay, most of us now have smartphones or some type of phone that you can put it in your notes section, or it may have a voice recorder on there and you can say it. Or you may say, I don't want to record it. I don't want to, you know, write it down on my phone. I don't want to put it in a journal. But as long as you say it, you take the minute to reflect on what you're grateful for, that's fine. That's fine. So, as we're coming to an end, what are you grateful for? Can you walk away with maybe 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for after listening to this broadcast? What are you grateful for? And what posture are you standing in? Challenge yourself to stand in a posture of gratefulness and to daily think on those things that you are grateful for. And so to continue on this DAB journey, you can follow me and listen to the DAB podcast. That's the Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast on Apple or other platforms. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K and on Twitter at 4LifeCoachK. That is the number 4LifeCoachK, as well as the Wisdom app. You can follow me on the Wisdom app. But I want you to continue to be great on purpose and stand with a heart of gratefulness. And until next time, I am your Transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.